Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. For all of us, the times have been very different. Each day I still pray for all those people that have lost loved ones, for the people who have not been able to return to work. And we're looking for normalcy. Well, I titled this show On the Road Again because I was able to return to a little normalcy. It's been a long time since I had a TV camera in my hands and I was out filming. Well, my good friend David Alexander, absolutely the best naturalist I've ever met, he was telling me about not far from where I lived, there were migrating short-eared owls. So David gave me a link, check out the link, and on a preserve farm called the Pole Farm, owls that have migrated from the tundra all the way down, there are these short-eared owls that are wintering over here. So I just said, all right, it's time, grabbing all the camera gear. No cameraman or woman, just me, and I was going to head out there. So I was out there to go find the short-eared owl, and I was so excited. But nature threw me a curveball. And again, that's what nature does, and that's why I love being out in nature. I didn't see any short ears, but the fields that were there on the Pole Farm, and again, there are now returning back to their native wildflowers that are there. And obviously in the middle of the winter, we got some snow there, and you've got some of the decayed plant from last year. Well, there weren't any short ears, but it was filled with northern harriers. And I mean filmed with the northern harriers, and I was there just before dark, which we say animals that are crepuscular that come out just before dark or out early morning, and the short ear happens to be one. Well, the harriers were out in force. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, going back, I'm there with the camera. I said, well, then I may as well, because I've been with northern harriers often in marshes, and I've watched them hunt. And it is so cool because I call them the hovercraft. You will see more specifically the males and the females, and I'll get into size and color differences in a little bit. But it's almost like find the vegetation, and if it's 2 feet tall or 4 feet tall, you will see the harriers. They actually just hover right above, and they are hunting by sight and sound. So they're looking down. If they see something, bam, they're on it. But they can actually hear a prey species moving or walking, and I'll talk about the moving walking in a few seconds here, but it is so cool because they are primarily hunting small mammals and even some of the smaller songbirds, but they will also go after snakes and lizards, and they love grasshoppers, one of their cousins, another bird of prey, the kestrel. And I've done research on kestrels in my lifetime there as an environmental scientist. Well, kestrels love grasshoppers. And as I'm doing my research here to speak about northern harriers, I'm going, they are grasshopper eaters as well. So then you know that obviously farmers will love them. Well, they can live in many types of habitats. I've seen them in open grasslands to marshes to wetlands. And one of the cool things is where I was at yesterday filming, it was on an ecotone. It was the boundary between habitats and communities. And there were a number of trees that were there. So here I am with the camera, zooming in and watching them hover over the lands. And then all of a sudden, one would just zoom up to a perch. And I was able to get him perching in a tree and go, wow. So you get that really close-up view of him, a couple great photographs. And then a couple times, and I've seen this before, but yesterday was just so awesome. There were some great mid-air battles. Because you know this in nature, survival of the fittest, the one who's going to be the toughest is going to get the prime hunting grounds. So somebody would just be hovering along, and another one would just come out of nowhere and go whack, and just basically say, excuse me, not your hunting grounds, my hunting grounds. So it's pretty neat. Now, many birds, sometimes it's difficult to tell male and female species. Some it's very obvious, and with the northern harrier it is, because males are gray above with a whitish below, and they have black wing tips. The females, which many times are larger, are brown, and they have black bands on their tail. And they all have this, it's male or female, it's a distinguishing feature. They have a white rump patch. When you look at photos of northern harriers, like that's one of the things that just stands out right away. And another unique thing to them, because we're talking about birds of prey, and most of them have horizontal wings, so they're just basically close to being flat out. Bald eagles are like bang flat out. And when you're looking at the birds of prey, pretty much horizontal, well, just like a turkey vulture, because when you see turkey vultures, they have this true dihedral, cool word, meaning a V-shaped wing. It's almost like you see the turkey vultures when there's upwinds, you know, updrafts coming, you see them wobbling in air because there's such a dihedral. Well, if you look at a northern harrier, take that horizontal and raise it up a little bit, and you've got a dihedral inside there. So there's another distinguishing feature there. Now, there are always these amazing animal facts that I love to give, and here's one of them. Think about this. Any bird, their ultimate protection is what? Well, have you figured it out? The answer is, it's obviously flight. Well, think about a chick that is just born. Most of them, within 30 days, and think about how hard the male and female work to feed them. In 30 days, they are full grown, and now we call them fledglings. Fledglings means they're going to fly for the first time. So you look at these harriers, and you know, somewhere around a 17-inch to 24-inch, there's a varying degree of sizes, male, female. And you look at that, and in 30 days, they are that size, and they are out flying for the first time. So, yes, I am back on the filming trail for Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. That's where you can watch our filmed episodes. You can watch it at joeybee.tv, joeybee.tv. And, of course, I'll continue with my podcast shows from here in the studio. And very shortly, you're going to hear some very exciting news about Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.